So on a Wednesday morning, Dave was feeling fine when he woke up. It was his wife Morley's idea that they both play sick. Get someone else to open the store, she said. We're taking a mental health day. Dave said, I can't do that. Morley said, yes, you can. You phone Brian. Brian's always looking for extra hours. Dave said, I've never done anything like that in my life, ever. Morley said, Dave, you own the business. If you want to stay home, you're allowed. If you really were sick, everything would work out. Dave said, yeah, but... Morley said, Dave, we've been married for 15 years. It's time for some spontaneity. We're going to spend one unplanned perfect day together. I'm going to go to that food store on Avenue Road and buy stuff. I'm going to get movies, and we're going to eat food and watch movies and stuff. It was the and stuff that got Dave. He shoved a wad of Kleenex in his mouth, and he phoned Brian, and he said, I'm sick. Can you open up? And Brian said, yeah, sure, but what are you eating anyway? It sounds like your mouth's full of Kleenex. Morley said, I'm going to get the food and the movies. I'll be back in an hour. Now, Dave hardly ever gets a chance to be home alone. He made a pot of coffee and settled down with a paper, and he began to read it on page one. He wondered if Morley would get some of the chocolate-covered strawberries he loved. He wondered if she would get some of the crusty bread and the smoked cold cuts. He felt deliciously guilty. He felt free. He felt bad. He felt like a teenager. This was a good idea, he thought. He wondered if they had any wine. Maybe he had opened the bottle of Bordeaux that they bought at the duty-free store a couple of years ago. Now the telephone began to ring, and Dave looked at the phone on the counter by the stove, but he didn't make a move to answer it. He knew people who could do this. He had friends who could let their phones ring and ring, but he could never do it himself. He sat at the table and he stared at the phone as if he were hypnotized. It rang two, three, four more times. And when it stopped, the house felt immensely quiet. And Dave felt wonderful. He didn't care who had called. They weren't going to bother him today. He got up and he walked across the kitchen, moving slowly and deliberately. He poured himself another cup of coffee. He read a movie review. It was like skipping school. And then the phone began to ring again. I should have taken it off the hook, thought Dave. And then he thought, maybe it's Morley. Maybe she wanted to consult him about the videos. Maybe he could ask her to get some of the black olive paste. Maybe if he didn't answer it, she'd be angry with him. In sudden panic, he jumped for the phone. It wasn't Morley, but it almost was. It was Morley's mother. I phoned a few minutes ago, said Helen. Then I tried the store. They told me you were sick. Are you okay? Dave was stuffing the wad of Kleenex back in his mouth. Just a bit of a fever, he mumbled. You sound horrible, said Helen. You sound like your mouth's full of Kleenex. Dave said, I'm okay. Helen said, I wanted to see if Morley would have lunch with me. Morley's sick too, said Dave. He said it without thinking. The words just flew out of his mouth. He was trying to save the day. He was trying to head Helen off at the pass. Can I talk to her? Asked Helen. Too sick, said Dave. She's too sick to come to the phone. She's upstairs asleep. I don't think I should wake her. Dave felt like he had stepped onto a treadmill. Some part of him knew he should pull the brake and get off. He should tell Helen the truth. He should say, Helen, we're not sick. We're taking the day off. We're going to spend it together, alone. Instead, he said, she has a fever and these little red dots. Then for good measure, he added, she threw up last night. Helen said, red dots? Maybe I should come over. It was a statement, not a question. Dave said, "It's okay, we'll be fine." Helen said, "I'll bring some soup for you too, and I'll fix dinner for the kids. It's no trouble, don't worry, I'll be there in an hour." And then she hung up. Dave said, "Uh-oh." Morley came home half an hour later carrying two large brown paper bags and two videos. "I got body heat and fatal attraction," she said. She handed Dave one of the paper bags. There was a box of chocolate-covered strawberries on top. I got some of that olive paste you like and some fresh bread. Dave said, "There's something I better tell you." Morley said, just a second, and she reached into the other bag and she pulled out a handful of magazines, The New Yorker, Harper's, People. She was grinning from ear to ear. "This is going to be great," she said. Dave said, your mother phoned. She's coming over." Morley said, "You're joking." Dave said, "I told her I was sick, and then I told her that you were sick, and I didn't know if I could tell her that I was faking. We were faking. I felt like an idiot." Morley said, "That's because you are an idiot." When Helen arrived, they were lying in their beds, stiff as corpses. They weren't speaking to each other. The two brown paper bags from the food store were under the bed on Morley's side. Helen said, "You look awful. Have you eaten? I'll make some soup." She went down to the kitchen. Dave said, "I'm sorry. Come on, this isn't my fault. She's your mother." Morley looked at him and she said, "I don't believe this." And then she reached under the bed and pulled out a chocolate strawberry and ate it as if she were the only one in the room. Dave was beginning to get a headache. Could I have one of those?" he asked. "I'm not stopping you," said Morley. But she wasn't offering them around either. Dave crawled over his wife and took two strawberries out of the bag. He was standing by the bed when Helen came back in the room. "Everything okay?" she said. Dave rammed the remaining strawberry in his mouth. "Dave," she said. He covered his mouth with his hand. I think I'm going to be sick," he said. He ran for the bathroom. "He doesn't look well," said Helen to Morley as she went back downstairs. The oily smell of chicken soup drifted upstairs into the bedroom. Morley said, "This is a nightmare. I hate chicken soup. I had to eat chicken soup when I was a kid. That's what she fed us whenever we were sick. Just the smell of chicken soup makes me sick. Do something. Get her out of here." Dave said, "How do I get her out of here? She's trying to help." "You invited her," said Morley. "You uninvite her, or I will." Helen brought the bowls of soup up on a tray. Dave's head was pounding. He didn't want a scene. He didn't want Morley to thunder out of the bed and tell Helen he had lied. He'd feel too stupid. It had gone too far. "Please, God," he thought, "please let us carry the soup part off." He smiled weakly at his wife. "Look," he said, "dry toast. Dry toast is just what I wanted." Morley made Dave eat her bowl of soup. "Can I flush it down the toilet?" said Dave. "It tastes funny. I think it's off." He was starting to feel queasier with every spoonful he swallowed. "Eat it," said Morley. "All of it." Downstairs, Helen was watching a National Geographic video that she had brought with her, a 2-hour special on the grizzly bear. Morley went into the television room and she said, "The soup was great, Mom, and I feel much better. I think it was one of those 8-hour things. I'm going to go for a walk. Could you stay a while? What I'd really like to do is go and see a movie. Sit in an air-conditioned theater for the afternoon. Could you stay with Dave? He's not looking so good. I think he needs some more soup." Morley was carrying two large brown paper bags. "What's that, dear?" said Helen. "Oh, just some dry cleaning," said Morley. "I'll drop it off on my way downtown."